Welcome back to the Radio Cafe. I'm Zaylee Paulin, sitting in for Mary Charlotte. I'm speaking today with Jeff Hood. He's the program director of Youth Build, based at the Santa Fe Community College. Welcome to the Radio Cafe, Jeff.
Thank you. Good to be here, Zaylee.
So can you tell us a little bit about Youth Build?
Yes. This is a Department of Labor grant. Funds come out of Washington to offer young people who have left high school without a diploma an opportunity to earn a GED and get building skills. So we're going to build a house here on campus and then put it on a trailer and truck it to a site and sell it to a low-income family. It's a pretty cool thing.
And is this a little bit like Habitat for Humanity?
Somewhat, except that we're doing it all here. So our students provide the labor. We teach them the building skills. And then we're going to deliver the house.
Fantastic.
Yes.
And it says green building. So tell me about the green aspect.
Yes. So we're using advanced framing techniques. We're going to heat the house with the latest in HVAC technology. And we're going to plumb it and electrify it in order to put panels up on the roof. So, and we're doing research. The students are actually helping with the research to get green building materials that is locally sourced or harvested sustainably.
And how did this program come about?
The college applied for a grant a couple of years ago, got it. I've just joined in the middle of a grant cycle, and we've just applied for another one. So this is the Department of Labor organizes this. It's been going since the 70s. When a group in inner city New York discovered that, number one, there were a lot of young people on the streets without anything productive to do, and number two, there were not young people entering the trades with any kind of skills. So the trades needed skilled labor, and young people needed something to do with their lives, so somebody had the bright idea to teach them how to build things.
So tell us a little bit more about the logistics of this. When it begins, how long the program is, hours, et cetera.
Yep. So we are starting a group the first week of June, June 3rd. We're interviewing students as we speak, and we've got an informational session on May 14th, that's Wednesday night, here at the college in the Adult Education Center, 5:30 in the evening. So once they get in the program, we have 9 months with them in which we're going to be building the house. They're going to take classes to pursue a GED certificate and develop leadership skills, job readiness skills. So we're going to coach them in job interviewing and resume development and all that kind of stuff.
And that's what you mean by the leadership aspect, correct? Because you've really emphasized that in our conversations.
It's a big deal. It's a big part of it. Because think of the students that have dropped out of high school, have not had a good experience in the adult world as a rule. And they don't trust adults, tend to be. So we really work to be trustworthy as adults, but also to help students be accountable for their own results and to reflect on their actions and how that's getting them where they want to go or not in life. So we help them identify goals and then choose the actions that are going to result in those goals.
And per the flyer that you have out here, it says, for any youth ages 16 to 24 who's interested in green construction skills, which in Santa Fe, in New Mexico right now, seems to be quite the hot job opportunity, correct?
It is. You cannot get a building permit in Santa Fe without satisfying the city that it's going to be, that you're going to cover a minimum of green building requirements, I guess.
And people always say the jobs in Santa Fe, you're either a builder or a waitress or a waiter.
Right.
So choose the
builder.
One that pays a little bit better, right?
Well, and you're working outside, you get strong, it's healthy. I've been a builder all my life, and it's served me well.
So these are also for people who need a GED and or basic reading, writing, and math skills. Is this part of the project?
Sure. Yeah, that's part of the GED process. So we take students from in any level. They arrive to us sometimes with a fourth grade reading level or math level. And we tailor the program to get them to progress and be able to advance and get a GED. And then hopefully some of them will be interested in pursuing other green building technology and continue in classes here at the college. We've got students who are in the architecture program who have graduated last year.
And are there other classes as well that can build onto this?
Yes. Oh, yeah. The Trades and Technology Center here is full of all kinds of stuff. They could graduate into hydroponic gardening and, of course, all the green building technology, the plumbing and electric, solar electrics. So another part of the program that I want to mention is that we have a small amount of stipend to pay students to attend our classes, because we're asking them to be here for 7 hours a day, 5 days a week. And in order to afford that, I mean, most people would look at that in itself as a great opportunity. So all the classes and the time is paid for, but then we can offer them up to $100 a week just to help them pay for gas and food money and rent or however they can use it.
So is the program itself free?
Program is free. They don't have to pay to get into it, and we pay them to be in it.
Fantastic. That's fantastic. And so who is the beneficiary of this house that is built?
So that will be sold to a low-income family based on Santa Fe standards. So it's somebody it's a family whose income is below 80% of the median income in Santa Fe or something. I forget the exact details.
And how long has this program been in existence? How many homes have you built?
We have not built one. This is our second year with this grant at the college. But as I said, the program itself has been, it's nationwide. In fact, it's worldwide now. And it started back in the 70s.
Well, it sounds like a fantastic program. I've been with Jeff Hood. He is the director of Youth Build. So they're recruiting for the summer program that begins on June 3rd in Green Building. This is for any student. It is a full-time program. But if you're interested in learning green construction skills and or you need a GED and you will learn all of these other leadership and practical life skills, it sounds like a fairly amazing opportunity. Again, it is no cost, and there is also stipend for students who qualify.
Yeah. Call me.
So please, give us the information. Where can people go to get more information?
So you can call me at 428-1276. Or you could show up here at the college to the Adult Education Center, and we could talk about it.
There is one information session on the 14th at 5:30 p.m. in room 515. And otherwise, you can call Mr. Hood, 428-1276. Thank you so much for being with us today.
All right. Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be hearing from Amy Christian about Wise Fool's newest performance, Flexion, coming to Santa Fe this Friday and Saturday. I'm speaking today with Amy Christian. She's the artistic director of Wise Fool New Mexico, and she wants everyone to know about a set of performances coming up this weekend, Flexion, that will be held Friday, May 16th, Saturday, May 17th. Welcome to the Radio Cafe, Amy.
Hi, great to be on.
So tell us, what is Flexion?
Flexion is an aerial stilt acrobatic spectacle. Is that enough words for you there?
That's pretty good. Do
we'll
tell.
We'll be flying through the air on stilts and hanging from this giant metal archway. It's a four-legged metal arch truss that we'll be setting up in the rail yard. And it's a very physical theater production. And it journeys through, it's almost ritualistic in its experience, but it journeys through people sort of arriving into this world that is going to become their new home and kind of going from warriors to nymphs.
Warriors to nymphs. That's exciting. Is this a similar structure that you had last year during a similar free performance at the Rail Yard Performance Space?
It's a different structure than we had last year. Last year's structure was kinetic and the structure itself moved. This structure is a solid piece and we just move within it. But it's similar in that it's like a giant metal structure that we'll be climbing around on and hanging from and things like that.
Now, the other thing is all of these performances are free. They're in the Rail Yard Park Performance Green that is back behind Site Santa Fe, correct?
Yes.
And is there anything else you would like people to know about it?
It's going to be a really amazing experience to come to. There's five women acrobats in the show that will be doing all kinds of superhuman things that look physically impossible. They'll be really exciting to watch. And what else do I want to tell you? Just come. It pushes the limits of what's physically possible. That's what the press has said about it, watching it before.
And if anyone has not seen Wise Fool, it is just a fantastic event for families, for kids, and you can also learn more about their summer circus intensives as well, correct?
Yeah, come to visit our website for more information. There's video of the show and pictures, and you can check out more about it at wisefulnewmexico.org.
Well, thank you, Amy Christian, Artistic Director of Wise Fool New Mexico, for being with us today. Again, the performances are this Friday, May 16th at 7:30 p.m. They only have an evening performance on Friday. Then Saturday, May 17th at 1 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. And all performances are free. Thanks so much.
Well, look forward to seeing you then.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Zaylee, sitting in for Mary Charlotte.